Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has different thresholds. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains the repercussions of curiosity. If all that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. A small box sits on a pedestal. You hear rumbling coming from inside. You know you shouldn't go near it. You shouldn't touch it. God forbid you try and open it. But something compels you to reach out your hand and lift the lid. Force. Killian, what is this box?
Isn't that from your Secret Santa cover? Remember that book you got? It was called Secret Santa.
The book Daddy read during Christmas?
Yeah.
No, it's not. No, it's not that.
Okay.
It is Pandora's box.
Oh, I actually know this myth.
Okay, hold on. Let's open up the cryptic catalog and find out more. Okay, so Killian, before we start, first things first, we have our friend Jutu to thank for introducing us to another awesome Greek story, Pandora's Box.
Thank you so much.
Perfect timing, Jutu, because Killian is very into Greek mythology currently. We're very into Greek mythology. We're very into the musical epic.
If you have not listened to it, I totally recommend it.
Correct. But, and we're very into the Odyssey specifically.
Yeah. But can I tell you a funny story about
why we started
listening to the epic? So we had just gotten over listening to Lin-Manuel Miranda's music.
Well, not just, but...
And then Jorge Rivera Hearns comes out with epic, and then we're
here's
all
the
like,
thing.
Oh, God.
Here's the thing. Hamilton, also written by a great musical written by a Puerto Rican man. I was pregnant when that musical came out and I listened to it a lot. And so when Killian was born, it was the one thing, it would put him to sleep instantly. And it still works today in dire straits.
Yes.
It will still put him to sleep. And so then now... The joke is that now we have a different Puerto Rican man's musical that Killian's obsessed with, which is epic.
Yes.
It's a great musical. If you like Greek mythology, shh.
Okay, sorry.
It's great. It's the story of the Odyssey. It's very good. There is some coarse language,
but
it's not, barely. Yeah. It's not a big deal at all.
The great composing and And lyrics, it wins over that all.
Agreed.
So you barely even know this.
And if you listen to the musical and you like the story of the Odyssey and you would like kid versions of the Odyssey, let me know and I will let you know the books that we've been reading because we have found kid classic renditions of the Odyssey that are not. It does not get rid of like the bones of the story, but it definitely writes it in a more palatable way for kids to understand.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I've got Great Expectations.
Yes, they're called kids classics. We have Great Expectations. We have Dracula.
We have,
The Odyssey.
We have,
I don't know why I was trying to randomly gatekeep it. A Christmas Carol.
And I feel
I think
like,
that's it.
I think those are the only ones.
I think that's the only ones we have. But anyway, sorry. Now we've gone off on an absolute tangent. Jutu, thank you for your suggestion.
Yeah.
Say thank you to Jutu.
Thank you, Jutu.
Anyway, so Killian, have you heard of Pandora's Box? I know the answer to this. Yes. What do you know about Pandora's Box
so far?
As it stands.
Pandora was the first woman alive. In Greek.
Oh, I was like, what?
In Greece. No.
In Greek mythology is the term you're looking for. Okay.
In Greek mythology. And the gods gifted Pandora a box. And they were like, don't open this until it's like a good time to. But Pandora one night could not take it. Mm-hmm. Her curiosity took over, and she opened the box. Mm-hmm. And all of the bad things in the world today, including a certain man, had came out of the box, like sickness, sadness, anger. Mm-hmm. And it's just
okay. So you've got the story at its core.
At its core,
you have the story. I believe. You've got a couple different mythologies squished together, but at its core, you have the right story. So here is the mythology behind it. The story is called, well, hold on. Sorry, I've skipped something. Today, we are going to jump right into the story because, like with many Greek myths, the best way to learn about them is to tell the story.
Yeah.
So are you ready to hear the story of Pandora's Box?
Yes.
This story is called
Pandora's Box.
Pandora's Box.
Creatively called
Pandora's Box. So, long ago, the gods of Mount Olympus ruled over the earth. They were powerful, magical, and sometimes a little proud. Among them, the king of all gods was Zeus, the god of the sky, thunder, and justice. His throne sat high above the clouds, and when he was angry, the world trembled. One day, a titan named Prometheus, who had a soft heart for humans, did something daring. At that time, people lived in the cold and the dark. They didn't have fire, and they didn't know how to cook food or stay warm. Prometheus watched them struggle and decided they deserved more. So without asking Zeus, he stole fire from the gods and gave it to the humans. The humans were overjoyed. With fire, they could build homes, make tools, stay warm, and cook meals. It changed absolutely everything. But when Zeus looked down from the sky and saw fire flickering in the night, he was furious. Prometheus has stolen from the gods, Zeus growled, and the humans have accepted this gift. There must be consequences. Zeus could have taken the fire back or sent storms to destroy the humans, but he had another idea, a trickier, sneakier kind of revenge, one that would seem like a gift but would bring great trouble. He called upon the other gods and said, "We will make a beautiful creature, a woman. She will be our gift to humanity." So the gods went to work.
So there were only men in the world?
Hephaestus, a god of blacksmiths, shaped her from clay and brought her to life. Aphrodite, so there goes your answer, because Aphrodite already existed. Aphrodite, goddess of love, gave her beauty that made even flowers seem dull. Apollo gave her a sweet singing voice and the talent to play music. Athena, a goddess of wisdom, taught her to weave and speak with grace. Hermes, the clever messenger of the gods, the clever messenger god, gave her curiosity and a quick mind. And last of all, Zeus gave her a gift that wasn't quite what it seemed, a sealed jar, which later stories called a box. It was beautiful, covered in gold and jewels, but Zeus gave her one rule: do not ever open it. The woman was named Pandora, which means all gifted. She was lovely, charming, and full of questions. Zeus sent her to Earth as a present to Epimetheus. See, I already said it wrong again.
Yep.
Zeus sent her to Earth as a present to Epimetheus, the brother of Prometheus. Prometheus had warned his brother not to trust any gift from Zeus. The king of the gods does nothing without a reason. He said, "Be careful." But Epimetheus was dazzled by Pandora. He welcomed her into his home and soon fell in love. At first, everything was wonderful. Pandora and Epimetheus lived peacefully, and she brought joy to everyone she met. But there was one thing she couldn't stop thinking about: the box. It sat in the corner of their home, sparkling in the sunlight. Pandora would walk past it and glance sideways. What could be inside, she wondered. Why would the gods give me a gift and then tell me not to open it? Her curiosity grew stronger every day. She tried to ignore it. She cleaned, she sang, she made flower garlands, but still her eyes drifted back to the box. Finally, one quiet morning when Epimetheus was away gathering food, Pandora walked over to the box. Her heart beat fast. Her hands shook. Just one peek, she told herself. Just to know what's inside. Then I'll close it again. No harm done. She reached for the lid. It was heavier than she expected. Slowly, she lifted it. Whoosh! A rush of wind burst from the box. Dark, shadowy shapes flew like smoke, twisting and shrieking and cackling. Pandora stumbled back in shock. There were no treasures. These were troubles. One by one, the spirits of sickness, jealousy, lies, anger, greed, and sadness swirled into the world. They scattered like storm clouds, rushing into the hearts of people everywhere. Pandora screamed and slammed the lid shut, but it was too late. The world outside had already changed. Where there had once been peace, now there was pain. Arguments began. People became ill. Greed made them fight over food and land. Pandora sank to her knees beside the box and wept. "What have I done?" she cried. "Why didn't I listen?" Her tears fell on the stone floor and her heart ached in guilt. But then something stirred inside of the box. A small, soft sound like the flutter of wings. Pandora blinked and leaned in. Carefully, she opened the lid once more, just a crack, and out came a tiny, glowing light. It shimmered in the air, gentle and warm. It hovered near her face like a firefly. It was hope. Hope was the last spirit in the box, placed there by one of the gods, perhaps to show mercy, or maybe because even in his anger, Zeus knew the humans needed it. Hope floated out into the world and followed the other troubles. Wherever it went, it brought comfort. A sick person found strength to keep fighting. Two people who argued remembered kindness, and the lost found courage. The hopeless found a reason to believe. Pandora watched the light rise into the sky, then disappear into the hearts of people across Earth. Her tears dried. She had made a mistake, a big one. But not all was lost, because as long as hope remained, there was always a chance for healing. From that day on, the world was never perfect, but it was real. People faced struggles and pain, but they also learned bravery, love, and forgiveness. They grew wiser, stronger, and kinder. And Pandora, the woman of many gifts, lived on, not as a villain, but as someone who made a mistake that all humans can understand. The mistake of giving in to curiosity and the power of learning from it. So, what do you think of the story?
I liked it.
Yeah, I really liked it too. So, were there pieces of that story that you didn't know?
No.
You know that Pandora was created as a punishment, kind of?
No.
Because I didn't know that part.
I didn't know that she had there was any hope.
That's right. We did not when, because we heard the story of Pandora when we went to visit the Parthenon in Nashville.
Yeah.
And he did not mention hope. You're right. It would have been nice that if he did, because that's a really cool part of the story that we didn't know.
So let me just say something.
Go for it.
I always thought the story was when she opened the box.
Mm-hmm.
She wept and she was like, "Man, I screwed up."
Right.
I heard the story, she stood there and wept so long, she started to disintegrate into the wind.
Okay.
And she would fly away.
Is that what you heard, or is that just like what you kind of thought in your head?
I heard.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? With all stories, especially with mythologies, there are different versions of stories. So maybe that's a different version that you heard. So do you have any idea what the modern meaning of Pandora's box is?
That curiosity kills the cat?
Well, by that logic, did Pandora get hurt?
No.
Did something bad happen to her?
Yes.
But was there good that came from it too?
Yeah.
Okay, so Pandora's box is used as a metaphor to describe a situation where seemingly innocent actions or decisions result in a bunch of problems and troubles, often beyond control. It's a reminder that even small actions can have significant and potential negative consequences. So if you had, so like, remember how we tell you all the time, we're like, all your words have meaning and your actions have consequences.
Yeah.
Same thing. Pandora's actions, they had consequences. While hope was a good thing that came from it, the rest of it was kind of crummy.
Yeah.
You know? So if you had a box and we told you not to open it, do you think you would have been able to keep from opening it?
No.
I'm glad you're honest because I knew that answer too. There's no way. You would have opened it. I don't think you could have lasted a day without opening it.
I would be like...
But
I would be like, Daddy,
you had a
please
good,
lock the closet and put that and take that box with it.
But you had a good point. There is a similar story in the Odyssey where Odysseus is given an item that they are told not to open, and Odysseus keeps it closed, but his men do not.
They think it's well.
They think it's treasure, and they get greedy.
Well,
right?
They don't think it's treasure.
Well, they're told it's treasure.
Yeah, those little tiny things are like, it's treasure.
And they get greedy and they open it up, right?
Yeah.
So that's two stories that say, don't let your curiosity mess you up that way. And yet, I still think you would open it.
Fair.
Yeah.
What would be inside?
Who knows? What if I put a box there and when you open it, a giant tarantula jumped on your face?
That would have been okay.
Huh.
That would
be
okay.
That wouldn't freak you out?
No, I'm actually...
A snake. I forgot. You're afraid of snakes.
Yeah, I think spiders are actually pretty cute.
You would... Even... I don't care how cute a spider is. Jumping on your face. Just like I tell you all the time when you hand frogs to me. Don't put it near my face. I like the frog. I'll hold the frog. You're I don't care. I don't want the frog to jump to my face.
You're like Linda Belcher. Ow, my face!
Anyway... Well, you know, here's the thing. We've told the story of Pandora's box, and that's it. Pandora's box story has been told.
Yeah.
Greek mythology makes these episodes easy because Greek mythology puts all the story right there for you.
Yeah.
I love it. Give me more Greek stories.
Yeah.
We love it. Let's say thank you again to our friend Juju for suggesting Pandora's box and letting us dip into Greek mythology a little bit more.
Thank you, Juju.
I'll tell you later, but because all Greek myths are connected, Circe is connected to that story in a way.
How?
In a degree of separation. I'll tell you later.
Was she like the one that made the box?
I'll tell you later. Okay. It's like a whole like degree. It's like a, she knows someone who knows someone. It's like a whole separation thing.
So it's like, she said that we.
No, it's not that quite that, but I'll tell you later. Anyway. Doesn't matter. Thank you, Juju. If you have a suggestion you would like us to cover, please send a message to with the help of your grown-up and patiently.
And ask nicely.
To our email or our Instagram. Those are the two best places to reach us. And that's all I got for you guys. So thank you so much for listening. I'm Karina.
I'm Killian.
This has been the Cryptid Catalog. Until next time, remember,
the cryptids are watching.